Hector and the Big Bad Knight by Alex T. Smith. Read by Mr. Rock. Sound effects by J23.
The tiny village of Spotty Bottom was a lovely place to live. Everyone knew everyone, and nothing bothersome ever happened. That was until the day Hector's granny had her magic wand stolen.
I'll take that.
By the Big Bad Knight. And the Big Bad Knight laughed.
Ha ha, you'll never catch me. I'm the biggest, baddest knight you ever did see.
And he galloped away with Granny's magic wand.
Don't worry, Granny,
said Hector.
I'll get your wand back for you.
All the villagers laughed.
You,
they giggled,
but you're tiny and small, and your spindly arms have no muscles at all.
But Hector had a plan. He packed a hanky with useful things and set off with his friend Norman to rescue the magic wand. It wasn't long before they came to the forest. The deep, dark forest. And in the deep, dark forest, the Big Bad Knight stopped and twirled Granny's wand. With a sprinkle of magic, giant thorny weeds sprang up.
You'll never climb that. It's dangling and tall. And as we all know, you're tiny and small.
But Hector had a plan. With a snip, snip, snip of his scissors, Hector and Norman were free.
Uh-oh,
squeaked the Big Bad Knight. And he trotted off to the moat. The dark, dingy moat. And at the dark, dingy moat, the Big Bad Knight stopped and twirled Granny's wand. With a sprinkle of magic, the drawbridge disappeared, and the Big Bad Knight chuckled.
You'll never cross this moat, not even with a leap. You'll end up in the water, dangerous and deep.
But Hector had a plan.
Uh-oh,
groaned the Big Bad Knight, and he clip-clopped away up the castle tower. The terribly tall tower. Hector and Norman quickly followed. Up on the roof of the terribly tall tower, the Big Bad Knight hollered.
Well, you've got this far, but you'll never trick me. I'm a super clever knight, just you wait and see.
And he stopped and twirled Granny's wand. With a sprinkle of magic, he turned his horse into a dragon.
A humongous, hungry dragon.
And the Big Bad Knight giggled.
This peckish beast will eat you in a flash. You should run away. Quick, make a dash.
But the dragon had a plan.
Eat Hector up. He'll hardly be a bite. So I think instead I'll gobble up the Big Bad Knight.
Hector leapt into action. He threw Norman's crisps to the dragon.
Oh, lovely.
And then grabbed the magic wand back with a swipe. Back in Spotty Bottom, Hector's granny hooted.
3 cheers for Hector, who's so tiny and so small. He got my wand back for me. He's the bravest of them all.
But Granny wasn't sure what to do with the Big Bad Knight. He had been very naughty and needed to learn a lesson. Luckily, Hector had a plan. A very stinky plan. Thank you.